spoke to Lee Carsley, who I was at Coventry with and know quite well, and I know a few of the boys down there, Doyler and Tony Mack. So when I spoke to them and I met up with the gaffer and had a look around the place, it just seemed right. And, you know, a lot of positive things said about Sheffield United and me playing there as myself. I know that it's a passionate club with a great following, so it just seemed right for me.
Did you have other options at the time when you signed for United?
Yeah, I did, but it's, you know, at this stage of my career, I still want to challenge, I still want to play, you know, I still want to play every week, and I just don't want to be a squad member, you know. So, you know, it suited my family, you know. There's offers from abroad, but my youngest daughter just started school, so, and I'm only 40 minutes away from the training ground on the ground, so, you know, as a package, it suited me, and I thought that, you know, I could bring something to the table at Sheffield United, and hopefully I can do that.
I think you had a conversation with the manager last week, didn't you, David Weir? So is this something that has been, you know, going on for a few days now? What did you learn from that initial chat? Did you always believe after that conversation that you would be signing for Sheffield United?
When I came back off international duty, it was because part of my my agreement at Birmingham, I couldn't really sign for anyone until after 2nd of September. So. And that's when I got called up for international duty. So when I got back, it was just pretty much catching up and speaking to teams. And then once I got the call and spoke to the gaffer, came down, met the gaffer face-to-face, had a long chat and showed me around the place and the facilities, which I've been to a few times just with other teams. And, you know, it just felt right. And, you know, when a manager and shows his interest and goes out his way to make you feel comfortable and the staff and the players do, it's pretty much a no-brainer.
Without wanting to put too much pressure on you, the club is going through a difficult patch at the moment. Do you believe that you can be the man to help them maybe try and turn this around starting at the weekend against Preston?
Well, it's a team game and as you know, wins are important. And you know, unfortunately, that's, you know, Sheffield United find themselves at the wrong end of the table. But, you know, a win changes things. And in this league, I think Bournemouth last season went in the first 10 and then, you know, going, getting promoted. So, you know, it's all positive, and I know I can bring you know, a good work ethic and my experience and goals. So, you know, if picked and if selected, you know, I want to give my all and try and have my input.
Now, I'm going to be fair and honest with you, Marlon. I have had a number of Sheffield United fans sending me messages on Twitter saying, I don't want Marlon King playing for my football club for reasons I'm sure you'll understand. What is your message to those supporters?
I haven't really got a message, to be honest. I've signed for Sheffield United, and I'll just go out and give my 110%, and, you know, people are entitled to their opinions. That's something that I can't help, and I don't let it affect me, so I just get on with the job in hand.
Do you understand and appreciate their concerns, though?
That's their concerns and not mine. I mean, as I said, once I pull on a shirt and I'm signed to the club, it's 110% for Sheffield United, so that's all I can do, that's asked of me.
Can you reassure those fans, though, that, you know, all the trouble that you have had in the past is behind you now? Can you make that promise to the supporters?
As I said, I'm going to pull on a shirt and do my best for Sheffield United and do what I've got to do to help get results and the job that I'm paid to do, so... You know, that's all I feel I need to answer to them. I mean, my family are the most important people, and they know where I stand and they know the situation. So, you know, while I'm at Sheffield, I'll just give a hand and try and bring some goals.